Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Mefod.
Get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. Now people there who care a little about me, and I won't let the poor boy down. Hey.
Yeah. takes until all the pieces of your heart break. Yeah, yeah, you're here now. Whoa, whoa. It's here now. Whoa, whoa. So now.
Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Like it's falling apart, and you're pulling the thread. It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan.
Separated.
We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
We had no idea how to find each other.
My husband kept the kids occupied.
Calling our son, but there was no reception. Everything was down.
I felt like
breaking down and crying.
We handled everything very well.
But I had to try and stay calm.
The whole experience was fine.
Was the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
It was kind of like a little family adventure.
Every mother hopes will never happen to her.
I remember the relief of being together.
I realized he was out there all alone.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Some parents plan ahead. Some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Shoveling the ashes, chiseling the surface, fire in the furnace, a hammer in the anvil, hammer in the anvil.
All on the corners of your bed, but you got too much to wear on your sleeves. It has too much to do with me, and secretly I want to bury in the yard the gray remains of a friendship scar. You've tested your metal of doeskin and paddles. You're kissing the lipless who bleed off the sweetness away.
On the top of patent leather shoes, I happened to catch her and said, maybe these ruby shoes are a little cumbersome for you. Maybe for you now. But not as shaky as I must have seemed, talking junk through her giggle, little teenage dream. And on the phone I could not compete. My dumb luck, fake confidence was getting weak. And for a sec I thought I sounded sweet, but sure enough in a gruff, faint voice I heard myself speak.
I can tell a joke, but one of these days I'm bound. probably won't get what I'm going to do. I'm walking away from you. It probably don't make much sense to you, but I'm trying to save you from all of the things that I'll probably say or do.